So the other day, Josh, I was, you know me, I never nap. And someone needed to call me to inform me of something that could have easily been done in a text message. And it just irked my soul so much because I was in the bed and like, all right, I never nap. I'm going to take a little nap. I don't know why I used the old Nokia ringtone. But
my favorite is you, of all people, get upset when you get a phone call versus a text message when someone else is notoriously staring at her phone. I'm amazed you were able to nap without it attached to you in some way, shape, or form.
Okay.
Only you could have Snapchatted yourself napping.
I'm about to go to sleep. Well, a lot of times it's because I'm trying to keep up with the trends and everything because, fun fact, in case y'all didn't know, that I do like social media here at work. So if I could go without being on Facebook and Instagram and stuff for a little bit, I would be happy with that because it would be a nice little breather, but all of my accounts are linked to that, so I kind of have to have that. And a lot of times, like, I knew it was, like, rain and stuff that would affect, like, say, when we're running a race here, and I have to be on check for that. But it was just interesting how the one moment that I'm like, oh, like, the whole day, nobody contacted me. I lay down. I'm in my comfy, like, I don't want to go out in public clothes, hair on top of my head. Like, all right, we're doing this, fan on, blinds drawn. Here we go. All nice and cozy. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. All right, thanks. Bye. Seriously. Like, for real. Versus a quick look at that. So it kind of goes into a question, the way that we communicate now. You know what I mean? Like, it, you know, how was communication when you were younger? How it's different now? And we had seen, actually, a study. 35% of teenagers say their favorite way to communicate is with texting.
Yes, I saw that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And only 32% say the favorite way is to talk face-to-face. So that's not even 100%. So what's the other way? I guess social media, probably. Like Facebook Messenger.
Facebook Messenger. Any of the assorted
Snapchat.
Messengers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're looking at a little over, what is that, 67% there. So I guess the rest of that, what is that? 33, do some math. Yeah, okay, 33%, I guess, social media. So back in the day, I would say my way as a teenager of communicating with friends, because that was when texting was new, but you had to do the old T9. You know, you're like, yes.
You
know, like when it first came out.
The button flash where it's X, Y, and Z are all on the 9 button.
Yeah,
tap,
one,
tap,
two,
tap.
Three. Yeah. I'm like, I'll send this. And then it's like when it used to charge by message, remember? You're like, oh, no, I can't send that many text messages.
To be honest, I can't say that I did because I didn't have my first cell phone until I graduated from high school. I was going off to college. My parents were like, no.
I had a prepaid phone, but I traveled like 40 minutes to school every day. And so
that
the whole
sense.
Premise was, well, in case there's an accident, in case you, and I always, there was a tie to it. Always call me when you get to school. So in the parking lot, you see, okay, bye. Love you. Bye.
Right. Conserve the minutes. Here, see ya.
But then where I went to school, there was kids there that were wealthy, and they had, you know, the latest and greatest in cell phones, and I had the prepaid. And that was back in the day when you'd use it, and it'd say, you have 42 minutes left on your phone card. This expires September 27th.
Oh, wow.
And so someone would be like, can I borrow your phone? I'm like, oh, it's crazy. Let me dial the number for you real quick and make sure. And, you know, then go through the whole spiel so they didn't know.
Oh.
You know, my own little bit
of
vanity.
I know nothing of this.
See, this is all, I'm teaching you something new. And then,
I'm
of course,
so
they
excited.
Were kind of the Nokia phone, you know, that the big bulky kind of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Handheld
the large,
piece. You're like,
yeah, I know what you're talking
so
about.
So there you go. That's why I guess I revert to it. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
Hello?
Before we could choose our favorite song or favorite phrase or
and
create your own.
And then you play Snake. You're like, I'm going to play Snake on this thing.
I never had one of those. I totally missed out
you
on
didn't
that
miss
whole
out on
thing.
That. So how did you communicate with people in high school, teenage years?
In high school, it was probably, I used ICQ a lot. That's correct.
Turn the volume down. We all know. Did y'all have dial-up?
Oh, we totally did.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's
absolutely.
That's the one thing that I say that my son will never know, the annoyance of, are you done on the phone talking to my aunt? Can I get on the computer?
We debated at our house. I say we. Like it was up
like
to
you were,
all.
Yeah, the decision maker.
My
listen,
parents
guys.
were getting to the point where my grandmother would call.
Mm-hmm.
And she would call. And she would call. And then eventually I would, like, go outside and play. And my mom would come back and go, you do realize your grandmother is trying to reach me for, like, 2.5 hours. And I was like, She should have just called. That's not how it works.
No, you should have hung up and get her off of ICQ.
One of our Christmas gifts was a second phone line at the house.
Ah.
Score.
That's nice. My parents are like, nah, you're going to get off when I tell you to get off.
Right.
I'm tired of you illegally downloading music, and I'm tired of you getting on. I would get on AOL Messenger, AIM, I guess, back in the day.
I didn't have
that was
an
instant message right there. the days of, like, I mean, you know, remember it was so cool. You could make your, this is before MySpace, before Facebook, before any of that. And you made your own little bio, and then you'd have the away messages.
Yep.
And then you'd have the sub bios that you could do through different, like,
I wasn't
services.
That involved.
Oh, I was. I was like, here's the colors, and here's, I'm going to have purple and pink
here.
She's
our social media director.
Oh, and we're going to have this here. And then when MySpace came out, you're like, hold the phone. It's top. You didn't have a MySpace?
I did not have a MySpace.
Oh, Tom wasn't in your top eight?
Nope.
That was cool, because then you were like, okay, who's going to be in my top eight? Well, I'll put my boyfriend and my best friend, and I guess I'll put my sister, and then you could tell how someone ranked in someone's life by their top eight. And then they got top 16.
That's where it all started. That's where we all started on this down spiral of
obsession with social
crap.
Yeah, because then it got to the point where you're going to leave comments on someone else's like page, and then you're going to send messages, and then you're going to, I mean, it got.
I'll be snarky.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be horrible, and then I'm going to make my song about that person, but in a, like, non-direct way, you know, that kind of...
I will take that and run with it, and I will now say with 100% certainty, my hot take on this, MySpace created the Kardashians, and we should all burn MySpace. If they're
if anyone still uses it, yeah, because I haven't, I haven't used that MySpace in, like, 8 or so
years.
Well,
the servers aren't down, so we're going to have to go see if we can find yours.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
at
some point. Not today.
I'm sure we could probably Google and find me. It's not that hard of a name to find. But, yeah. So then the whole Facebook. I remember Facebook came out when I was in college, and that was in the original days of Facebook because you could only have a Facebook as a college student.
Correct.
You had to use those. And sometimes I miss those days, to be honest. Then I'm like, oh, just keep up with your
friends. Oh, you got a parental judgment, do you?
I don't know. I mean, you know.
We could be honest. This is a judgment-free zone.
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes you're like, okay, you know. I don't know. I'm one of those weird people that I enjoy exclusivity of things sometimes. It's like when you like a band or an artist and before they become popular and you kind of are a snob and you're like, well, I liked them 5 years ago before you knew who they were. I was on Facebook back in the day when you had to.
I was that way in college. One of my suite mates was all about getting in on the ground floor of music, catching it before it hit the market.
Mm-hmm.
So we were very much that way, the group of us, when 50 Cent hit the street.
Before, so, in the club, 50 Cent.
Right. Before the first time you heard that song in the club, we'd already had it for over a month.
That's
and this guy
awesome.
Was connected enough that he was ripping stuff, demo reels and everything that were coming from online. I don't know where he found it, but yeah.
Huh.
I know that feeling.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I haven't been ignoring you, but I'm looking on MySpace.com and I'm searching for, of course I am, and I cannot find me on there. I think it after a certain amount of time, maybe you're, because none of these, none of these are me. So after a certain amount of time, maybe it kind of becomes obsolete because, you know, you got to think about it. I hadn't logged in. I hadn't done anything. Maybe you become inactive enough.
Possible, I guess.
Maybe so. But, I mean, I remember I was like, this month I'm going to have this theme as my profile. And then my best friend, she would let me log into her account because I figured out the coding and stuff and decorate hers too. And I knew, like, her favorite color is yellow and she loves this order and stuff.
Yes.
So, yeah.
This long downhill spiral.
I'm telling you. And then Twitter, I'm on the Twitter. I sound so old. I'm on the Twitter.
I love Twitter.
I just haven't really gotten addicted to Twitter yet. I haven't really come to appreciate Twitter. The only time I really got into Twitter is when, like, an athlete or someone famous would tweet me back. Then you kind of get the excitement. When Jaren was Ric Flair for Halloween, Charlotte Flair, she retweeted his costume and was like, this is so cool. And I was like, that's awesome.
Yep.
That's cool. But other than that, like, Facebook, I'm like, in and out, here we go. Here y'all's update, blah, blah. Instagram, I've gotten into Instagram.
I don't like taking photos, so I have zero use in posting photos.
I know, but you could
do... So I don't have Instagram.
I mean, you could do photos of everything else around you. You could be like, here's my headphones right here.
I don't even have a picture on my Twitter feed of me. It's just a Ravens helmet.
Up. Oh, is that it?
That is it.
Seriously?
Yeah. I don't like taking pictures.
Well, fine. Fine.
I don't have a Facebook page anymore. I'm so much more productive without it. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
It is funny, though. I'll go back on, like, old, like, because now they have memories. And it'll take you on back. And there'll be something, like, that you commented on back in the day.
See, that's what I like. That.
That's cool.
That's what I like about Twitter. Once it scrolls down below a certain point, somebody has to go looking for it. It doesn't just pop up.
Oh, you have to be like me, and you're I'm going to be a psycho and look through all your things and accidentally like a picture from 2002. Oh, my gosh, I'm sorry.
So now I know where the crazies are, and that's what's important for me. I like Twitter. The other reason is because I can say pretty much anything that I want, and there's not a whole lot of judgment because...
Someone likes to retweet a lot of Pop Funko things.
I do, because they keep saying they'll give them away, and that doesn't ever seem to happen.
WWE, well, hello, new account to follow.
Did you literally just now follow me back?
Maybe.
I was not aware that was happening. I've sent you all sorts under the impression that you were already following me back.
I'm sorry, mister, I only have 199 followers, and you haven't taken the time to be like, well, who are my followers? I mean, you know.
I have 199 followers.
See, look at that. No, you have 21 followers.
There you go.
My mistake.
I'm following 200 people.
Here's the problem. Out of 21 followers, you could have like gone on there and been like, oh, Jinya hasn't followed me. But you haven't taken the time to acknowledge I haven't followed you. So as we go back into our whole Twitter, I have 102 followers and I am following 247. I do know that when I went on Twitter, there was a spell I went on there because the hockey team that I follow, they had a lot of contesting that utilized Facebook as well as Twitter and Instagram. And you would have to do X amount of tweets, X amount of like hashtags on all platforms to be eligible to win something. I did win a hockey puck that was autographed. So that was cool.
That is awesome. I have not won anything as of yet, but I've got a lot of those things. Like Xbox, I'm a big Xbox guy, so I follow them. Mm-hmm. Any specials or anything that they run stuff specifically for social media, trying to draw people to that. So I feel like with Facebook versus Twitter, I can use Twitter without the ancillary, I've got to follow you because you're my cousin or... Because you're a friend of a friend who we occasionally hang out. I don't have to do any of that.
You think it's a little more instant, too, and in the moment?
I think it's more instant. You get more gut check reactions. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be watching a sporting event, football game, just like the season started recently for the NFL. And I was like, oh, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. Because people are sending plays that you may not have seen. Mm-hmm. Responses like, that guy was an idiot. Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. You get all that.
So you can get to chime in on the convo a little more. It's a little more open because then I guess too on Facebook they've utilized hashtags and stuff now, so you can kind of get into that I guess convo, but it's not as out there as Twitter, you know what I'm saying? It's not as open, whereas like everybody can chime in on this, and Facebook can be a little more selective if you're not a certain person's friend or follower, yada yada yada. So
see, I don't care that much. If you don't want to follow me, don't. If
that's
you
an
do,
excellent plaque for me to put on your desk. See, I don't care that much.
If you look
a mantra.
On my profile, it says,
see,
my opinions are my own.
It says that?
It sure does.
Well, now that I just started following you, let's check that out.
No kidding.
Don't be upset.
I was only upset in the moment.
In the moment, yeah. Statements and opinions are my own. Okay.
Now, I will tell you, I have seen reporters that do that because that's technically a way... to separate yourself.
So
I probably suggest that outside the box.
Another thing that I have enjoyed, I guess it kind of goes along with like social media and communication, like with certain restaurants and things of that nature. When you sign up for like rewards and stuff.
Oh, I love rewards points.
Like I just got excited because I just earned a free pizza from a national chain. So that's cool. But it's not like I want it just out of the blue. It's like you got points because... you've used this restaurant quite often.
I actually just got in on the app for a certain restaurant that's a fast food chain that's not open on Sundays. And their new reward system, which I haven't gotten anything from it yet, but I'm starting to go there more and more.
Oh, you'll build it up quickly. Oh, yeah. It's just like when you use like the valuable shopper, I guess, at grocery store chains and stuff. That's really cool because then... if you take time to look at the bottom of your seat and you take time to look at the incentives and deals that they have, you really do save money.
Sure.
Over amount of time. And it's really cool when they calculate it at the bottom, like this year you save $50. Well, that's $50. Whether you realize it or not, you might have used that towards like a cable bill or something like that. So that's really neat. So that's one thing I've kind of enjoyed. I guess you can consider it kind of a form of communication with a brand, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because you're giving them your information and they're sending you incentives, coupons,
but that
specials.
Also allows for a more direct line of feedback.
True.
I've noticed that too. I haven't needed to do it. Actually, I take that back. I did. Mm-hmm. I had to go to the DMV recently, and I made a somewhat backhanded compliment.
I remember that. And
right.
They tweeted you back, didn't they?
They tweeted me back.
That's right.
Quicker
yeah.
than I'd gotten into line at this mm-hmm. particular government agency, which revolves around vehicles.
If only we could have this quick of a service, that would be fantastic.
Right.
So.
But, I mean, even still, mm-hmm. they were paying enough attention to that to realize...
Well, maybe that would be a great way. And if people would do that, I noticed like on social media, there are folks' way of like they do recommendations. I know that's
yeah.
a big deal on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually debated on using a service or going to a specific store or retail location based on a recommendation. When I went to the beach not long ago, I was like, well, you know, this many recommendations are good, this many are not so good. And you'd be surprised at the stuff that people put out there in these
yep.
recommendations. And you'd be surprised that I've even seen business owners, not saying anyone here in particular, but just kind of a wide open statement, that would reply to the recommendations,
yes.
but not in a like, we're so sorry you had an unpleasant experience, but like, I don't need you anyway. And I'm like, whoa.
What? Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen that.
Whoa.
I've seen both sides of that coin.
Mm-hmm.
And
it can get kind of hairy. And I kind of like, yeah. if you're going to throw it out there, I think in the best instance, try to maybe, this is an instance, you might want to, in a personal regard, maybe call, speak to a manager, talk to someone in person.
Right.
And then if it falls on deaf ear, maybe do your recommendation. But don't, like, go overboard with it.
Don't
maybe be
overreact.
Be professional
give
about
it. Give it a minute to breathe.
Yeah.
It's like a bottle of fine wine.
Yeah.
Open it, give it a minute to breathe.
That's right. Like a nice little Chianti and fava beans. you know what I'm talking about? Hannibal Lecter. Fava beans and Chianti.
Oh, okay.
Say, oh my gosh.
It took me a minute to place it. I'm sorry.
These references, they fall on deaf ears. I hope you all got that reference. 10 cool
That'll
points for you.
That'll all fall on that.
Yeah, well,
that'll
you know.
All fall on deaf ears.
That's true.
No.
That's right. But yeah, I would kind of not, I mean, that might be my personal preference and me being, and you as well, being part of the media. You try not to be like, look at me being a jerk.
Well, but you don't want to act like you're really close to an endorsement,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, I try not to bash anybody
right.
if I can avoid it. Because you never know. We've talked about this before
could
in some of our other
day,
podcasts.
Could be very
People
busy.
Having a bad day.
Right, right.
Understaffed, went to a restaurant recently. They're running at half staff because it just so happened that people had called out.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had people with pre-planned vacations who were out of town. And the staff was completely overworked.
Mm-hmm.
But they were so courteous to us. The mm-hmm. only issue we had was with the wait. Once we got in there, it took a little while to get everything, but everything we got was fantastic.
Right.
I would not have given a bad review for that because
right.
the staff was very upfront.
Right.
The wait staff, the hostess staff, everybody was really clear that they were very shorthanded. They're very, very sorry. And, you know, it
right.
was super well communicated.
Right.
So I, you know,
yeah,
I get that part of it too.
Yeah, so that just kind of goes to show you, like, the way we all choose to communicate nowadays. I think social media is the big one.
Yep.
Texting, that's another big one. I mean, how many things do we get done here? Just a quick little text. An email, now that we have it on our phones that we can, you know, access our work email, that makes it super convenient,
yep.
too. Even though sometimes you're like, I need to shut my brain off. And it's like, stop, don't do that. But it's just amazing how sometimes the face-to-face has kind of become obsolete in certain situations.
So we're going to circle back
mm-hmm.
on this next week to talk about. We got off base. We kind of went towards social media.
Yeah, which is a way of communication.
That. Yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm not disputing that
right.
at all. But I think I want to focus on the face-to-face part of it because.
Yeah. Why we think that
yeah.
has kind of become, again, obsolete. Why has that gone away and been a thing of the past more so than hey, how you doing? Stop by to see you. What's going on?
So go ahead. Be thinking about that for next week.
Mm-hmm.
Communicate with us on social media. You know where you can find us. You can also find us on any of our other podcasts on the Off-Air Flare page on WAKG.com. We'll talk to you next week.